Yeah. See how satisfaction to the highest degree. You know, he's so faithful to me. I am not banished from his heart. I am banished externally by the policy of government. But actually, I am not banished from his heart. So harmony. How the things of opposite types can be harmonized by higher principle. To harmonize things of a particular plane, energy of the higher plane is necessary to harmonize. Thesis, antithesis, synthesis. Anything, and there must be something anti. Cannot but be some opposition, some opposite conception. Any statement, some opposition. And to harmonize that. Hegel says that is the process of progress. Process of progress. Progress means this. Whatever there would be, some opposition conception of opposition possibility. The possibility of opposition, and then to do away with the opposition, greater harmony is
necessary.
Highest type of harmony is so the diversity ultimately helps it. The opposition helps the main flow. Not only harmonized, but it enhances the beauty of the harmony. When harmony is successful, then it becomes the necessity of beauty. The necessity of beauty, beauty and harmony are the same thing. Beauty, harmony generally perhaps used in the sound world, and beauty in the eye world, eye and the ear. But anyhow, the opposition enhances the beauty. If there would not be any diversity, then beauty was not possible. Different things will be, and they will be harmonized, and that is beauty. Vilas. Otherwise it will be jumbled together. And it be his Brahma. So Krishna represents beauty, and his harmonizing capacity exceeds, supersedes everything. Even stealing is beautiful, lying is beautiful, whatever he does, his wickedness is also beautiful. The conception of the greatest harmony, that you can harmonize anything and everything. Nothing can be there which he cannot harmonize. So the opposition, which is very objectionable, the stealing, the lying, debauchery, so to say, is inconceivable in him, all harmonized. All harmonized, so sweet. Do any. Any also becomes faint in harmony. beauty means that, harmony means that. Not afraid, Abdaya Gyan. Bhayam Dijiya Vinvi Satasap. The origin of fear. Only comes from the lack of harmony. Fear borns from disappointment of harmony. Otherwise no place of any fear. Ditya bhayam, ditya bhi. Undesirability is represented in Sanskrit as bhayam. Bhaya means apprehension. Apprehension, fear, originates from lack of harmony. Bhayam ditya vinivi satasya, of second interest. Common interest, one interest. If we can reduce many interests into one interest, as parts of one interest, then there is harmony, no fear. Only fear from separate interest. Clash between separate interests. But if that can be linked in common interest, no fear. Bhayam dityabhinivi satasyat. Ishadapi tusya vipujyayu smriti. The first stage, that we are afraid, we have got apprehension. Why? Vijayabhinivis. We are suffering from the mania of second interest, separate interest. So we are afraid, we have got apprehension. Vijayabhinivis. Ishadapitascha. When does it come to effect? Take place. This apprehension. Ishadapitascha. When we deviate from the common master, idea of common master, common controller, common guardian, then only we suffer from apprehension. The vadhi, the disease of apprehension, arises only when we lose, we separate ourselves from the common controller, common guardian of all. Master consciousness. That we have got a master, we have got a controller, and he is common to all. And he is our interest represented there, in that common master. Ishagyan. I have got my master. And he is to look after that. And he is master of all. So no apprehension. So deviation from the consciousness of a common master, common guardian, the apprehension comes to us. Ishadapitasya vipajyayo asmati. And then, when deviated, one is minus of the common guardian, then vipajyayo, he comes in a very unfavorable circumstances. Losing that common master consciousness, he comes in a very dreadful position. Vipajyayo asmati, and forgets, is puzzled, and forgets his own selfish self, real self, and the self-interest. Also he loses. Vibhajyayo asmati, if he is beside himself, asmati. Tanmayayatu viva bhajittam. Then if he can come, he comes to know anyhow by the help of the external sadhu, it is his maya, then who can control the maya? He does not go to fight with Maya, illusion, misconception, the forgetfulness of the center, the forgetfulness of the guardian. He appeals to the guardian, guardian himself. Bhumushkarijabhadanam bhumirivavalambanam. If we fall on the ground, with the help of the ground we stand again. So, our forgetfulness of our guardian, that is the cause of all the disasters in which I find ourselves. And again, and the only way to get out of this, to be reinstated in that idea of guardian, common guardianship. And that is affected by the sadhus, the normal, that are not deviated from God consciousness. With their help, we are to appeal to that all-controlling agency, and then we can again be reinstated in that Ishogyan, that I have got my master. I have got my master, to whom, in whose holy feet I am to take shelter. I am to surrender to my master. The life of surrender again comes. We take and everything is there. Only we shall be always be conscious of our guardian, the highest harmonizer. The problem is one. Only one problem, that we deviate from the consciousness of our guardian, and the only way to get out of the trouble to become conscious of our common guardian. That is God consciousness, Krishna consciousness. Back to God, back to home, back to Godhead. The only one problem, we are deviated from Godhead, and we shall try to go towards Godhead. We shall go back to Godhead. The only one word that is necessary, what is necessary. Back to Godhead. Back to home. Back to God, back to home. The general problem is this. And by so many variegated ways that is to be promoted. But the main thing is this. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur, Hare Gaur, Hare Gaur, Hare Gaur, Hare Gaur. The Krishna consciousness, the highest, the center of highest harmony. Highest harmony. And harmony is sweetness, harmony is beautiful. Harmony is Krishna, harmony is our guardian, harmony is our mother, that is their guardian, harmony is our master. That is sweetness, that is love. No apprehension. I will be devoured by the inauspicious element around. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. That guardian came to us from door to door, Gaur Nityananda. Take us. Take, I have come to you, take me. Gauranga, Nityananda, from door to door. Accept Gauranga. I will be sold to you without any price. No price necessary. I will be sold to you. Only you take to Gauranga. Bhaja Gauranga, kaha Gauranga, laha Gauranga, naam je bhaja Gauranga chadi, sehi amar pram. He is my vitality of vitality. You say, you take refuge, go to Gauranga. What is the your real, real necessity, he has come to your door. Accept him. Accept him. And what is necessary, I am doing. Jishu came to wash the feet of his followers. Is it not?
Mm-hmm.
Wash the feet of the disciples at them. Something like
yes,
that.
Yes, yes.
So Nityananda Prabhu has come to offer any service, any service. He will take the name of Gauranga. The approach is nearly similar, but the object of approach, there is great difference between Jesus and Gauranga. Krishna, O Krishna, O Krishna, Krishna, O Krishna, Christ and Krishna. One full-fledged and another partial achievement. The method closer means closer relation. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And the Gandhi also there, Ahimsa. But the achievement is only political, mostly. This mundane political emancipation. But Jesus had some higher spiritual offer. And Mahaprabhu, the highest spiritual offer on the basis of science. Full-fledged theism. And so Sukadeva announced in the assembly of the great scholars of ancient India of different thought. Gaudhari Bol, Gaudhari Bol, Gaudhari Bol, Gaudhari Bol, Gaudhari Bol, Gaudhari Bol. Nidai Gaudhari Bol, Nidai Gaudhari Bol, Nidai Gaudhari Bol. Any question? Yes.
When Ramachandra was separated from Sita, can those feelings of separation be compared to when Radha was feeling separation from Krishna? Is there any comparison there?
No, not. This is relating to the mundane government. Avatar. That is the eternal. This is of the eternal, but it has got a temporary value, and that is permanent. This is as a policy in the mundane administration, niti. Ramchandra is more given, Ramlila is more given to the niti kevala, moral
conduct,
and this mundane moral side.
Yeah.
And the Krishna's pastimes concern only wholesale, the highest pastimes. No mundane reference. And here, the reference is mundane. Good governor, good king. The good king of the highest conception that we find in Ramchandra. The highest possible ideal king. In consideration with this mundane administration of men, with a religious background. But Krishna realized to hear that he has got no connection with this mundane world. That is an eternal being in the highest quarter of the existence. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hare, Gaur Hare, Gaur Hare.
What is the teaching behind his hearing a person of the people, and on the basis of hearing that impression, he banishes the Sita, who is impeccable? What is the teaching behind it for moral government?
He takes the responsibility of even promising good government even to the worst people. Just as a bad son, he should also get affection of the mother or father. Most wicked child, he has got also a position in the affectionate bosom of his mother or father. A slight remark against the sincerity of good government, Ramchandra could not tolerate. For that, he took the highest sacrifice. For the least dissatisfaction of the subject, he held himself responsible and took the whole reaction on him, the finances on him. I am not only master of so many souls, but if anything, even any imaginable remark comes against it, just as when any disorder in any department of any administration, the minister resigns. You are acquainted with that. This fashion, this etiquette, that whenever any unsuccessful in particular department of the minister thinks that I am not fit, I resign. A fit man should be engaged in my place. Very good. I have to save his honor. Honorable retreat. That I am unfit. So in that color line, I am a king, I am supposed to give a good government to my subjects. But I find there is some complaint about me. Then I must take the charge, the bad remark against me, and I must have to take the challenge, either to give away the kingdom. I am not fit. I leave the kingdom, or I shall have to, the alternate thing, I shall have to make sacrifice so as to make compensation for the complaint. So Ramchandra took the second line, that you say that I am I am doing wrong. I am not law abiding. The moral law abiding. I am the dispenser of the laws, and I am law breaker. Who is dealing with the laws of the country, and the complaint came that he is the lawbreaker, religious lawbreaker. Then I am taking the punishment on my own head, according to your judgment. You subject, I give judgment for your control, and your opinion is controlling me. Accept your judgment. And though I may know that I am not, I can't be charged with that complaint, but still, because someone says that I am so and so, so I take the punishment myself, so that there not be any room for other subjects to do such things. Apparently that may be objectionable, not really. Sita is chaste, Sita lived for 1 year, full 1 year in Ravan's house, and Ravan was a demon, and he was then, great power. So easily one may think that Sita has been polluted. She was under the care of a satanic person for the whole year. So easily some complaint may come against her. But few of us are satisfied that she is as pure as we can conceive. But the general public may not have such understanding. So, to satisfy the mob, I take their decision as punishment on me, and I accept them. Yes, I banish Sita. I am giving punishment to anyone and everyone from this throne. And when a slight voice is regained against me that I am a culprit, I must take the punishment. That was the most generous type of attitude which Ramchandra showed. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol.
Maharaj, you were speaking of the principle of harmony.
And then Krishna also did so. When a bad name came to him that he has stolen that Samanta Komani, but Krishna knew that he has not taken. But he had to take that challenge and run after to do some justice to that bad name. And anyhow, he followed the person and the lion, and then from Jambuvan he restored that Samantakamani, and he gave it to the owner to prove that he was not the thief, the Kalanka, the bad man, came to him, and in order to deal with that, he had to take such trouble and prove that I am not the thief. Then what do you say?
I had a question because you were speaking about the principle of harmony.
Harmony?
Yes. I was wondering if you could explain how that applies practically, what you were explaining.
What does he say?
Ganga.
He wants to understand how to practically understand this principle of harmony.
How practically to understand what is the principle of harmony.
Yes, exactly.
What is the meaning of harmony, you know?
Yeah.
Harmony means what? Is your in your conception? What
well,
is harmony?
Harmony, strictly speaking, is a musical term, and it refers to different musical tones which are in balance, and they sound.
So different sound is tuned to one. That is harmony. Different. Jantragula ki wale, different sound instruments, different tone from different man, many, plural is connected with one and giving some sweet, on the whole giving some sweet and soothing feeling or sentiment. That is harmony. There must be different things, different kind of sounds from different kind of instruments and different kinds of voice. Harmony. You see, the earth, the planets, they are moving in their own way. And again, they are connected with another movement, another force. The moon is moving around the earth. There are so many upagraha planets are moving around the another planet. Upagraha means ki? Just moon to the earth. So, in Brihaspati, in Shani Graha, there are so many sub-planets, planets. They are moving in their own way. Again, with all those movements, Earth is moving around the sun. So many others moving. In this way, in 1 year, Earth is circumambulating the sun. There is Brihaspati under. And in 2 or 4 years or 12 years, Brihaspati completes this round around the sun. Again, there is a time when everyone can complete his 1 year movement. This you know the LCM mathematics, LCM, BCM. Do you know?
LCM,
to find a common.
Lowest common
number. Yes. A common. So many figures per meet their common divided. Some 5 times, some 10 times, some 100 times. There's a meet at one point. In this way, in variety, variety meets in one point. He represents. In one, all in meeting one, that is harmony. Plurality meeting unity. In different plane, in the plane of sound, in the plane of color, in the plane of movement, it may be of different phases, but many meet one in one. Point. That is harmony. Just as the so many branches of the tree, they meet in the trunk. The trunk harmonizes so many branches. The twig harmonizes so many leaves. In this way. Harmonize. And the beauty is in that described in the plane of color, vision. So also, in different plane, the beauty, the harmony, the unity, and many similar words that can be present. The master, the guardian, the controller, the well-wisher, in different phases it may be applied. Many in one. Many represented in one point. And interest of the many when represented in one place. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Nijai Gaur Hari Bol, Nijai Gaur Hari Bol.
So in the absolute, even discord brings harmony.
Yes. In the highest absolute there is room for the accommodation of anything and everything. Otherwise, it cannot be absolute. If something outside, it is not absolute. Absolute one. One accommodates everything. Enemy is no enemy to him. All relatives. So the according the Shankara says, then it becomes zero. Yeah, all enemy, friend, all jumbled together. That is possible only in zero conception. But the three spirit schools say, no, that is divine dynamic living. Absolute means absolute good. Not zero. Not necessarily it will be non-differentiated, non-specified, a zero-like thing. But everything will have got its fullest representation. Still, whole is so great that it can accommodate them. They are in full swing. All the parts they have got their full interest. And the controller is the general is so high and tactful that he can control the soldiers. They are so brave as suicidal quad. The suicidal quad, the soldiers must be very brave, and the general of that quad must be very, very brave. Bold and brave and desperate soldiers also can be harmonized in a particular army. They can be controlled. There's such brave and such genius their navy as to become their general. Positivist, not negativist like Shankara, but positivist. Yes, everything is when I was a boy of 14, I heard from one of my teachers, Satyang Bhriyat, Priyam Bhriyat, No Bhriyat Satyam Apriyam, Priyancha Nanitang Bhriyat Isha Dharma Sanatana. He quoted it from some Upanishad parts. It says, Satyam Vriyat, always speak the truth. Priyam Vriyat, always speak what is pleasing. No Vriyat Satyam Apriyam, never speak such truth which is not pleasing, unpleasant. Satyam Apriyam. Priyancha Nanitam Vriyat. At the same time, you must not speak a pleasing thing which is untrue, which is false. Isha Dharma Sanatana. This is Sanatana Dharma, the eternal conduct. I was puzzled, what is this? Satyam Vriyat, it is all right. Then Priyam Vriyat, it is also all right, not objectionable. But Mabriyat Satyam Apriyam, never say such truth which is unpleasant. How it can be tolerated? Whether it is pleasing or unpleasing, truth must be spoken. Why should it be? Should it have any opposition? The truth must not be spoken. Nobriyat Satyam Apriyam. At the same time, the Priyancha Nanitam, whatever pleasant but not true, don't say so. So, Isha Dharma Sanatana Dharma, the eternal conduct should be like this. So, truth also has necessity of modification. There is the truth of our conception, the higher truth can harmonize both truth and falsehood. It comes out of that. Krishna asking Yudhishthira, say that Ashwatthama is dead. Say to Dronacharya. But Yudhishthira faltering, hesitating. But Krishna says, what is the truth of your conception from the higher standpoint that may not have such value? A general law in a particular plane that may lose its generalness in the consideration of higher office. The gradation of conception in truth. Truth in our conception may not be true truth from the higher plane of conception. Arjun, he promised that whoever will blame his Gandhi, he will cut his head immediately. One day, when Yudhishthira was insulted by Karna in the Kurukshetra battle, then Arjun and Krishna had retired from the battle to take some rest in the camp, and Yudhishthira abused Arjuna. You gave me assurance that you will make me king, and I am tempted by that. I am a fellow, prey to your influence. But you can't do that. Karna has insulted me very severely. Fight your Gandhi. Then when the blame came to Gandhi, Arjuna trying to draw the sword from his...